Who needs a change of scenery right now? Everyone in the world. So it's good that Apartments.com has the most listings anywhere. We're not just talking apartments, but houses, townhomes, condos, and all manner of domiciles, from the oh-so-cozy to the did-I-just-hear-an-echo-in-here? And with 3D virtual tours, you can search for your special somewhere from anywhere. So stretch those fingers across a keyboard and change your scenery on Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place.
This episode of Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. Now, we're doing our podcast this week because we're on vacation in a very lovely tropical area and a much needed vacation.
Yes. I like to say, though, not vacation, but relocation. You know, anytime you take your husband, your kids, everybody, it just becomes a relocation. But I'm very grateful for the relocation this week.
So now explain that to me. I think what you're doing is trying to throw shade. You're saying that because we're on vacation, it's not a vacation to you because you're still having to prepare meals, still having to bathe Chloe, still having to make sure Grayson has what he needs while I sit around and have no one doing anything for me.
Oh, right. You know,
so is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, we got here today and what did I do? I had to go to the grocery store. I had to go visit my Publix, visit my Fresh Market, prepare, you know, think about what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. And, you know, you guys were all at the beach, which is totally fine. There is no ounce of resentment in my voice.
I do sense resentment.
Well, listen, I'm sure that anybody who is the caregiver in their family can relate to what I'm saying right now. You know, we're grateful to be able to go anywhere and do anything out of the norm, but it's not always a relaxing time when you're still having to do all those things. I mean, it's just not.
So then maybe you shouldn't relocate with us.
Okay. Well, if I didn't relocate with you, what are you going to do? Because then you're not going to, nobody's going to be fed.
I just won't relocate.
Okay. So in order for anybody to be able to relocate, I've got to be able to relocate with you.
Gotcha. Okay, so then what you're trying to say is that Todd, I'm grateful that I can be with you every day and continue to do everything that needs to be done for you.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So, you know, folks, it is a long overdue vacation because we have been so busy with so many different things. But, you know, I wanted to kind of jump into what has happened with the Georgia Department of Revenue today. The commissioner, David Curry, has resigned.
Oh, really?
Yes. I haven't had a chance to even tell you this.
Yeah, because I've been doing my relocation.
Here we go again. Here we go. Poor, pitiful Pearl. So David Curry, folks, was the commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue. He was also the boss. He was the head man in charge, or as I'd like to say about him, the head bitch in charge. He was in charge of people like Stacey Guest and Scott Graham and Josh Waits and, you know, Scott Purvis and, you know, Jeff Mitchell and so many other, you know, Scott Santilli, Katie Colby. Well, he has resigned. Now, folks, why that's so important is because Josh Waits, who lied, who acknowledged in a polygraph test that he had had sex with a minor, who acknowledged in a polygraph test that he had done illegal drugs, who created a slush fund with millions and millions of dollars that were literally extorted from taxpayers in the state of Georgia. He, along with his buddy, Michael Lambrose, who is an attorney there, who was partners in crime with Josh Waits. All of this went on, along with all of the illegal activity of the investigation that they had into our family. All of this went on under the supervision of David Curry. Now, what is not going to be shocking to so many people out here in this country is that these individuals, Josh Waits, was allowed to resign rather than being fired. But then the next day he was terminated. I'm waiting to see if Governor Kemp is going to terminate David Curry or if he's going to allow him to resign. It always looks better on your resume, folks, when you resign from a job versus getting fired from a job. What this means is that David Curry can now go to another government agency or move to another state or do whatever and put down that he was the commissioner of the Department of Revenue and that he left on good standing. What he will not explain is how all of this corruption was going on while under his direct supervision. He was the commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue. Governor Kemp swore in today an interim commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue. And I'll just read to you kind of what he says, that today Governor Brian Kemp swore in Francis Frank O'Connell as interim commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue. Commissioner O'Connell will succeed David Curry, who was appointed by Governor Kemp in 2019, effective June 2nd. That's today, folks. Frank O'Connell has the experience necessary to guide the Department of Revenue and help protect our pro-business, pro-jobs environment here in the Peach State. Well, let's talk about that. Is the state of Georgia pro-business? I don't know if they're pro-business when they have a Office of Special Investigations and had someone like Josh Waits running it that was going out here pilfering from the business owners, stealing from them. So I don't know that you can say that Georgia's a pro-business state, pro-job environment. I mean, I don't know if who wants to work in the state of Georgia for fee and have to worry about fear of someone knocking their front door down, stealing their possessions, and then threatening to put them in prison. But listen, here's what we'll do. If you let us keep everything that we took, we'll just give you a slap on the wrist and you won't go to jail. I don't know that those two things make sense to me. But with that being said, Frank O'Connell, I'll get started on him next week, because now this is what you call, this move here is what you call shitting where you eat. Frank O'Connell worked right there with David Curry. He knew what was going on with Josh Waits, and he turned a blind eye to it just like David Curry did. So he's now been appointed as interim. I'm assuming that means that this is not going to be a full-time forever job for Mr. O'Connell. But I plan on bringing out and exposing all of the things that Mr. O'Connell, who is an attorney, should have been doing it when he had his job. I will point out what he did not do. And that's going to start next week. I will be posting on my Instagram today a photo of David Curry and doing my write-up about all of the things that David Curry turned a blind eye to, such as Stacey Guest, who was involved with Josh Waits, who's more involved with Scott Graham, if y'all want to read between the lines. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's just another day at the shit show of the Department of Revenue. But I would say Josh Waits is now gone. Jeff Mitchell is now gone. Scott Purvis has left. Now the commissioner is gone. And we're still waiting to find out if Katie Colvin has been terminated or if she's still on maternity leave. Because surely, after all of the recordings that I have released, I have one that I'm going to release where Mr. Curry threatened the employees that if he found out who was giving this information to us, they would be fired immediately. So I'm going to release that recording along with a photograph of Mr. Curry, because I want to give him exactly the notoriety that he has so desperately been seeking, whether it be from his pickle shop or his cookie shop or whatever business that he runs on the side and doing God knows what. But I'm going to make sure that I give him the credit that he is due. So today is a big day because the commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue has resigned. Now, I'm waiting on the resignation of, well, I really don't want a resignation. These people should be fired. They should be prosecuted. These people are corrupt government officials. And why they're being allowed to resign is beyond me. But we now are going to get a stab at Mr. Curry because we are going to notice him for deposition. And we have a lot of questions for you, Mr. Curry. And I know that you're a fan of the podcast, so I'm extending to you a formal invitation for your deposition. We can either do it that way or you can be served. And I know how y'all love to serve people because you got really excited when Josh Waits was out here serving innocent taxpayers. So with that being said, you know, there's your update for As the World Turns with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, when it comes to Katie Colvin, we are still trying to figure out. Well, we're really not trying to figure out. So let me, I don't want to lie to anyone. I want to, you know, we're going to be deposing Katie Colvin. We're going to be deposing 28 people. Our attorneys are. And the information that we have that they're going to be confronted with, they will either lie under oath in this deposition or they'll tell the truth. Either way, it's a pick your poison. So, you know, I thank each and every one of you that call in each week wanting that update or send emails and what have you. And I try to give you as much information as I can. But there are many, 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 many more tapes that are going to be released. And whether it be now or whether it be further on down the road, they're coming out. All of these tapes have been turned over to the press. There's a story that's being written right now, and that's how it's going to be dealt with.
Do you like the quality of designer clothes but don't like the prices? Then you'll love Quince. Luxury products don't have to be expensive, but they're marked up 8 to 10 times by retailers. Quince connects you directly with the factories that make products for the world's leading luxury brands, so you get the highest quality products at an insanely low price. At Quince, you'll find the finest apparel, cashmeres, bags, bedding, accessories, and more at 50 to 80% less than what you'd pay for the same quality as the most expensive luxury brand products. Quince goods are incredibly high quality, made in a sustainable way, and sold at radically lower prices. 100% factory direct, no retail markups or middlemen. Every Quince product is guaranteed to meet or exceed the quality standards of leading luxury brands. If you're not completely satisfied, they'll give you a full refund. As seen in Real Simple, In Style, Refinery 29, and more. Free shipping and returns for 365 days. To get from 50 to 80% off top-of-the-line clothing and home goods, plus free shipping, text CC to 64,000. Text CC to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at onequince.com/terms. Text CC to 64,000.
So with that being said, let's, you know, are you good with that, Julie?
I am good. Let's move on to some callers. We haven't answered callers in a few weeks.
Let's move on to callers.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Kayla, and I'm a 30-year-old wife and mom of two from Alabama. My question is about in-laws, my husband's parents. First, let me say that, you know, I'm not going to bash them or anything like that. They're actually really good people. They're really good grandparents and parents. They're just not very respectful of me. They basically treat me as if I don't exist, and my husband and I have been married this coming May. We'll make 10 years. So this is definitely something that I've not only discussed with my husband countless times over the years, but with them as well. Nothing changes. If they want to see the kids, they'll call my husband. If they want to hang out, go to dinner, et cetera, they'll either wait till I'm at work and call my husband, or, you know, they'll just call him at a time where they know I'm not with them and they'll all go hang out without me, stuff like that. And, you know, we've had our typical in-law, you know, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law spats over the years, nothing huge. And, you know, other than that, I honestly haven't done anything to them. Our personalities are completely night and day, but with me being extremely empathetic, I can strongly feel, and I always have, that they dislike me. And I don't know why. And when I ask them about it, they deny it, but their actions completely contradict what they say. So how should I handle this? My husband, he's also talked to them, but, you know, he's too worried about hurting their feelings. So he kind of just hem-hums and tiptoes around it. He doesn't really face the issue head on, in my opinion. But, you know, at this point, he just refuses to continue discussing this with them. And so, you know, he's just afraid to hurt their feelings, in my opinion. So he just doesn't talk about it anymore. And I don't necessarily want a relationship with them. And it's not that I want them to call me every day or us to talk every day. I just want one thing and one thing only, and that's to be respected and treated as if I exist. But it seems that that's too much to ask, apparently. And, you know, I've been keeping my distance because it just seems that they really don't want me around anyway. So that's all that I've been doing recently, probably in the last year, I would say. But, you know, when it comes to my children, I at least want to be included in what's going on, and that's all I'm asking. And they refuse to do it. So how would you guys handle this 10-year issue? That's all I got. Thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Kayla. You know, I would have to say that this would hurt my feelings. This would really bother me because I have a wonderful relationship with my mother-in-law. I had a wonderful relationship with my father-in-law. And did we have things that we didn't see eye to eye on? Absolutely. I mean, we've been married 25 years. There's been times that I'm sure she didn't like what I said and I didn't like what she said, but we always had this mutual respect. And, you know, I think Todd always made sure that from the very beginning that, you know, it was made clear with his parents that this is the woman that I am married to. This is the woman that I'm having children with. And, you know, she is a good person and I'm going to be with her. And so I think he set the tone early on. And I think that made all the difference in the world. So I really feel like that your husband has to be the one to sit down with his parents and say, listen, Kayla is my wife. She's the mother of my children. We've been together for 10 years. This is not some fly-by-night relationship. And it really hurts her feelings that she's not included, that she doesn't even feel like validated as my wife, as a mother, as, you know, a daughter-in-law. And I do think at this point, if you've done everything that you know to do, I do think it is your husband's place at this point to sit his parents down and have that really hard discussion. What do you think, Todd?
You know, I think that there's more to this story. I'm trying to figure out because now listen, you know, we have, you know, our children have significant others. Mm-hmm. And they have parents, and, you know, we don't have any issues with our right. children's significant others and their parents. But I think that there's more to this story. You don't go 10 years and keep this thing going unless there's an underlying issue. So, I mean, I want to know what it is that happened 10 years ago that has caused this to continue to go on to where you feel disrespected, to where the parents don't want to have anything to do with you. Because listen, Chase has dated people that I have said, you will not bring them to your mother's house. Now, you know, I mean, you know,
yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
I've said, you will not bring a trick and put her feet under your mama's table. I said, so you keep that. I said, you found her in the streets. You keep her in the streets. You're not bringing her to my home. So, and Chase had to go through that. Chase went through that for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And then he finally realized that, you know, that's not what my parents are going to accept. And that's not what I want in a wife. It's not what I want to be the mother of my children. So I just need to know more about what happened 10 years ago that has caused this to continue. Because these in-laws, their first priority is their son.
Absolutely.
And now these grandchildren.
Right.
And, you know, my mother's the only mother that would trade on her son for their daughter-in-law.
Oh my gosh, that's not true.
That is 100% true. Let me tell you something right now. If Julie went to my mother and said, "Faye, I've put up with Todd's shit long enough. He's rolled up in a rug in the trunk of the car. You got to help me get rid of the body." Mom would say, "Well, now, Julie, did you find a good rug?"
That is not true.
But you know.
But I also feel like that you have to put the work in. Like you have to put the work in when it comes to your in-laws.
And that is what
you know, you have to make
make it a point to make them feel needed, to make them feel validated. Because if you don't, you know, it's truly a relationship that can be the most special of relationships, but can also be some of the hardest if you don't put the time and the effort into it. So Kayla, let us know. And we hope that things get better. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie and Savannah and Chase and Annie Faye and the whole clan. So I have been watching y'all. This is Sherry and I'm from Kentucky. I have been watching y'all since the very first episode, and I watch reruns over and over and over again. Monday, I had to go to a doctor in Nashville, and it was actually a mile down from the Loveless Cafe, and I went there because I had seen it on y'all's show, and when we were in there, I told the man it was my first time and that I had seen it on Chrisley Knows Best. And he said that he was actually there when you all did your show scene there. So I thought that was very interesting. I wanted to ask a question. The scene on TV when you all do, where Nanny Faye has the man come to the door and act like she owes him $30,000 and he's either going to take a vehicle or she needs to write him a check, and Todd gets really upset. Did that really happen, or did y'all like stage that? Because Todd looks kind of shocked. So I just wondered if it was like for real, for real. I love y'all's show. I watch y'all all the time. My dad passed away January 28th of the same year that you all started. And I would give anything in the world if he had lived long enough to watch you all, because Todd, you say some of the craziest things just like my dad would say. All right. Love you all. Have a blessed night. And I look forward to listening to you on Chrisley's Confessions. I listen to you every Wednesday night. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Sherry from Kentucky. Thank you so much for being such a loyal listener and watcher of the show. We appreciate that and do not take it for granted. I'm going to let Todd chime in about that episode that happened with his mother. And just, Todd, tell us, was it for real?
I have never been so shocked in my life. I didn't have any idea about any of this. And I mean, I was literally getting ready to punch this guy. And, you know, I wasn't going to punch him because it may not have been true. It was just how disrespectful he was at my doorstep. And I was like, there's no way that my mother would do something this stupid. And then I got to thinking, Todd, who are we talking about? Yeah, she done some stupid shit like this. So no, my mother used that to get back at me for pranking her on when she was arrested and put in the back of the police car about her driver's license. So my mother one-upped me on that. But she almost got that guy punched. So, I mean, do you remember that, Julie?
I do remember it. And, you know, it was one of those things, like, after it was over, we were like, did this really just happen? Because, I mean, this could have really gone sour. It really could have, because Todd was like, who is this person at my door and is being so disrespectful? So, absolutely, it did happen, Sherry. I would love to tell you it didn't, but girl, it did. So thanks again for listening and for watching. Sorry about your dad, and hope all is well. Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you can get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, AirMed Care Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an AirMed Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right, members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year.
Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use offer code Chrisley. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. I like to keep my name anonymous. When I was younger, I was like sexually abused by a close family of mine. And, you know, I really haven't had any like close like girlfriends or relationships, period. You know, I was kicked out when I was 16. And we've been to court for, you know, for the abuse. You know, it was someone that is close to my family. When I graduated high school, you know, I went straight into volunteering for coaching in my high school. Now I'm at a new high school. And, you know, I enjoy that very much. You know, I just don't know, like, how to get past that, you know, try to get a serious relationship going or a relationship going. I had, like, one or two girlfriends, but, you know, it's not serious. But, you know, because I don't know how I would tell, you know, that whoever I'm with, if she would be all... we're done or whatever. And then having a kid, hopefully to have children one day, if I'm blessed to have one. Just how would I get past like that stage? You know, I did tell my mom on Mother's Day and, you know, that was probably not the best day, but, you know, it's just stuck in my heart and I still think about this every single day. And, you know, when I was kicked out, you know, my mom had some legal trouble. So, you know, I was kicked out. But my question is, how do I get past this? And I don't think any of my family members think about it anymore. I really don't think they care. They obviously take care of him more than they take care of me because I live by myself. And so how would I get past this, like, get to the relationship stage or how to find one? Because, you know, I think about this every day. And it hurts that nobody ever thinks about it or they're like, oh, mate, don't ever want to tell anybody. Which I get that, you know, I don't want my business going around and I know they think they want to be like a perfect family, but you know, everybody has their issues, but at the same time, you know, this hurts me still to this day. And, you know, it happened when I was probably in like fourth grade and it still hurts to me to this day. But like I said, how would I get past this and try to get to like a relationship? All right. Thank you.
I want to give my small input on this and I'm going to turn it over to Todd. I would tell you to not be concerned about another relationship right now, but be concerned with healing you. Be concerned with finding peace within yourself and being okay with being with you. And I think that whether that means counseling, whether that means therapy, whether that means finding someone that you can talk to, if it's a pastor, whomever it is, I do feel like you need to focus on you, because if you're not a whole person, you can't go into a relationship and give yourself wholly to someone if you aren't whole to begin with. So I think that bad things happen to good people. And I do think that you can go out here and have a successful relationship and, you know, get married and have kids. But I think before that, you need to heal what is broken within you, because what has happened to you is horrible. But you can overcome it and you can be better. You can heal. You can go on and live your life and live a good, productive, happy, healthy life. Todd.
Hey, buddy. You know, you and I have gone through some very similar things in our life. And I went through, you know, the abuse when I was a child as well from a doctor that my mother took us to. And, you know, I've literally stopped writing my book because I had to get in the right headspace to discuss it, but I am in that proper headspace now. And being a survivor, you're not a victim, you're a survivor. I think that you need to look at having a successful relationship with yourself.
before you can focus on having a successful relationship with someone else. And I was fortunate enough to marry a woman who, when I told her about what had happened to me when I was a child, that she stood by me and she helped me work through it. And because I had carried that for 20 something years. And, you know, I think that stop worrying about what your family's image is and what they want, how they want to project their image. You know, I remember, you know, when I came out about the abuse that I had, you know, suffered at the hands of, you know, of this doctor who is now deceased. You know, I remember my mother being in such shock and such hurt and disbelief. And then my dad being so angry and just said, well, you don't have to talk about it to everyone. And I said, Daddy, I do. And I filed a lawsuit against this man. And because of that lawsuit, it caused 13 other young men, some that are now attorneys in South Carolina, to come forward and say, I know this guy's not lying because Dr. Crooks did this same thing to me when I was a child. So, you know, telling your story is very liberating and it's very freeing because you no longer have to carry that, you know, privately anymore. I have never been one that wanted to talk about it ad nauseum. I mean, I talked about it. I've said what I've said and I've moved on from it. But, you know, you cannot allow what has happened to you by some twisted individual in your family to literally shape the rest of your life. Your life belongs to you. Something bad happened to you. But because that one thing that was bad that happened to you doesn't mean that everything else in life is going to be bad. But you have to be whole, and you have no one can make you whole other than you and your relationship with God. And if that happens, you're going to soar, buddy. You're going to find the right woman out here. You're going to have a family. You're going to be fine. It's not to minimize the abuse, but I also don't believe that the abuse should be given the power to take over every other aspect of your life. So I hope that helps you and, you know, please stay in touch with us and let us know how things are going for you. Next caller, please.
Hi guys. My name is Marissa. I'm from Big Spring, Texas. I just wanted to tell y'all that I love your show so much. I love it. I'm actually kind of new. When all the drama started, that's when I decided to get curious, and I'm in love. I'm obsessed with y'all now. But my question is, my husband and I have been together for 8 years and we've been married for 3. We have 2 kids together, and my husband does not get along with my family at all. And I do not know how to navigate that situation because I'm very close to my family. I'm pretty much the only one that really is like in super involved with my mom and dad. My sister lives far away. My brother lives pretty far. So I'm there all the time and I'm very close with him. We have a very, very good relationship, and my husband does not get along with my mom or my brother. And it's to the point where I don't know how to navigate that situation. I don't know how to go to things without him and still be happy that I'm there, because when I'm there, I'm like sad that he's not there. So I just don't know. I was wondering if you guys had any advice on how to navigate that situation, and maybe just give me some advice of how to just deal with that. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for all the advice you give to everybody. Y'all are so great. Thank you so much. I love y'all. Bye.
Thank you so much, Marissa from Texas. You know, listen, I just had this conversation with Nick yesterday, that, you know, our family is a lot because we are together all the time and we don't want to be with anyone else. And Nick just kind of fit right in there. He kind of came in and he kind of moved into that. And I said, but you know, Nick, you came in and you didn't seem to have a problem. He said, I didn't have a problem because I knew how important you guys are to Savannah. And Savannah made it very clear from day one that her family will always be a number one priority to her. And that she loves her mother and father. She loves her siblings. And that whomever she's going to be with has to love her family the way she loves her family. And that just happened. I mean, you know, we've been blessed from that regard. But not everyone has that. Yeah. And, you know, I love my in-laws. I mean, I have had wonderful, wonderful in-laws. But I didn't always agree with everything that my father-in-law said. But I always respected that he's the reason that I have my wife. So for that alone, I'm going to respect the man that raised her and that, you know, that allowed me to marry his daughter and now has been the mother of my children. Doesn't mean I agreed with everything he said. Doesn't mean he agreed with everything that I said. But we kind of found our own footing of knowing what proper boundaries were, you know,
I agree. And I think, Marissa, you need to, you know, you need to talk to your husband and let him know, listen, I love you. You are my husband. I want to be with you forever. But my family is also important because I think if he hears it from you, how much it means to find a place. You don't have to be best buds with your brother. He doesn't have to hang out with him all the time, but at least where you guys can go out to dinner together, where you can celebrate occasions together. It just makes it so much easier for you. And maybe if you let him know that it really is hard for me when I feel like I'm constantly having to choose. And if I'm doing something with my parents and my brother, then, you know, I feel like I'm missing you or like you're not there. And it just, we shouldn't always have to choose. So I think maybe just sitting down with your husband and explaining to him that no relationship is perfect, but that, you know, you love him and hopefully he loves you enough to whatever the disagreements are or whatever the differences are, that he will overlook it because this is your family.
You know, I agree 100%. But now also your mom and your brother, just as you're saying to your husband, you know, you need to love me enough to make sure that my family, you know, that you make them a priority, just like you make me. You also have to make sure, Marissa, that your mother is making him feel welcome and wanting him to come back, that your brother is putting forth the kind of effort that he needs to, because just as you feel your husband has an obligation to you and your family has an obligation to your husband. And if that respect is not being reciprocal on both sides, then that's where the problem's coming from. So I hope that helps you. And, you know, please stay in touch and get back with us and let us know how things go moving forward.
With Indeed, you're closer than you've ever been to hiring candidates with the skills you need. You don't need stacks of resumes on your desk. You don't need more work. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview, all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet your must-have requirements and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately. An Indeed skills test that on average reduces hiring time by 27%. And who doesn't need more time? You can choose from more than 130 skill tests, or you can add your own. Then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applicants that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed provides 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Hyundai truly questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. From the digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key, to the LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. There's also the 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Next caller, please.
Yes, my name is Ashley, and I'm from Nicholas Hill, Kentucky. I was just asking, specifically, my Purple Heart father has lung cancer stage 4, and I have a brother going through addiction, and I just would like to know, some advice on how to get through the emotional and mental feelings, because I have so much anger inside, and I want to learn how to communicate with other people without making it seem like I'm verbally attacking, because I have so much anxiety inside. Thank you. Bye.
Well, let me just tell you something, darling. You're talking to the king of verbal attacks, because I have always been noted for having a tongue as sharp as a knife. My grandmother used to say his tongue is as deadly as a rattlesnake. But let me just tell you what doesn't work. When you go down to the same level as someone who has caused you to feel that level of anxiety to where you want to go off to them, they win. It took me a long time to realize that. Now, I will still cuss you out. If you get me right, get me hot, and get me worked up, I'm going to hurt your feelings, because you're not going to hurt mine. Because I promise you, I can make it through anything you say to me. You might not be cut from the same cloth. But just don't go to that level. When someone says something, or these people are saying things that are offensive to you.
She's dealing with her family member that is battling addiction. So you're not dealing with someone who is thinking logically.
100%. And, you know, I think that you have to look at it. Well, I can tell you how to look at it, because I've been through it. Kyle has said some horrible things to me during his throes of addiction. When he was on a bender, when he was out here doing the things that he was doing, he has said many hurtful things to me, and I've cried myself to sleep. I've been out in the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning looking for him, as he's told me. He never wants to see me again. I wish you were dead. And then when he comes off of his high, Daddy, I'm sorry. So I think you need to look at it from that standpoint and say, you know what, this is the drugs talking, this is the disease talking, and try to give some grace towards that. Now, let me go ahead and tell all you bloggers out there who will go on this podcast and take Todd Chrisley says his son said he hated him and wishes he was dead. If you're going to write about this shit, write about it in its entirety. Stop taking clips off of our podcast and putting it out there so people will click on it so you can pay your power bill. Folks, stop clicking on these clickbaits of these stories that these people run, because that's all it is. So don't let them, just don't click on it, because they're just trying to make money off of snippets of what we say on the podcast or on the show. So I hope that helps you, and God bless you, because I know that this is a tough time, especially when you're dealing with an addict. It's a tough, long road. But what I can tell you is that God is good, and that when you put your faith in God and you truly surrender to him, that fear leads you. That anxiety leads you. It's only when we rely on our own selves that things go sideways. So just remember that. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Holly calling back from North Carolina. I lastly called about my sister and all of our issues, and I just want to apologize because I cussed so much, and my mother was so mad at me because I needed to be a better Christian testimony, but I was so irritated that day. I'm so embarrassed that I cussed that much, so I'm sorry. But I really appreciate the advice that Julie gave me, and I honest to God feel like as I grow closer in my faith, that as soon as I can really accept it, forgive, and move on, that I will be so much happier, and it will not affect me anymore. So I have really given this situation to God, and I just pray, you know, for her. And I do truly think that I will be keeping her in a distance just because of all the drama that surrounds her. And, you know, it might take me a while to forgive, but I am working on it. And I just think that that's really what needs to happen. But I really love y'all's show. Thank you so much for the advice. And I appreciate it so much. And also, I finally picked a degree. I'm going to be going into cardiovascular sonography. I really think that's something that God is leading me to. So thank you so much for your time, and I love your show. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for that update. And you know what? None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all say things that we wish we could take back. And you know, when you're hurt, when you're angry, you know, you say things you wouldn't normally say. So listen, we have all been there. We've all done it. But, you know, I am so happy for you and the fact that you realize that, you know what, this is bigger than I am. I've got to turn this over to God because I don't have anybody. That's the only person that can solve this problem. It's the only person that can repair this relationship. It's the only person that can take away the anger and the resentment that I have. And I'm so happy that you've chosen a career path, and please keep us updated on that.
And darling, you tell your mother that you are forgiven for cursing because, well, shit, you know, I do it too. So, you know, it just is what it is. Sometimes we have to be colorful in our way of articulating what we're trying to say, or as some people would like to say, and they often do on my social media, Todd, you're too intelligent to use that kind of language. I refer them back to the articles that I have just read that says it is proven that people who curse a lot are highly intelligent. So there you go.
Did you write that article?
I didn't write that article, but if someone hadn't, I would have. So good luck to you, darling. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is David. Me and my husband live in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, so we're not from y'all. We are faithful listeners of y'all's podcast. I don't have a question. I just want to give my husband a shout out. Like I said, we do listen to y'all's podcast faithfully. And I just want him to know that even though things get rough, we got to take it one step at a time. And I would love for y'all to give us any kind of advice. We are newly married. We got married in October of 2020. Even though 2020 wasn't the best year, was the best year for us. You know, best year of my life by far. So, but thank y'all for everything y'all do. We love the show. We're actually watching it right now. We bought the whole thing on YouTube. So, but yes, looking back forward to hearing y'all's remarks. Thank you. God bless.
Hi, David from Murfreesboro. I don't think you gave me your husband's name, but I want to give y'all a shout out. And yes, you were brave to get married during the pandemic. So you know what? If you can get married during the pandemic, you can get through anything. So my advice to you, because Todd and I did just celebrate 25 years of marriage, so I feel like I've been through just a little bit to give just a little bit of advice, is to always stay friends, realize that tomorrow's another day, and that God's not going to put anything in front of you that you can't get through.
Amen, Julie. I love that.
So congratulations, David. And thank you guys so much for watching our show. We greatly appreciate it. Good luck and God bless.
David, I can't top that. I mean, she gave you some of the best advice. And dude, listen, forget getting married in COVID. If you can get married and stay married, whether it's in COVID or whether it's in sunshine and rainbows, you are to be commended, brother.
On June 12th, live from Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens,
Social Gloves presents Battle of the Platforms, streaming on LiveX Live. Watch as the internet's biggest rivalry, YouTubers versus TikTokers, square off in the ring for the ultimate knockout. It's the social media rivalry we all love to hate. Headlined by Austin McBroom, founder of the Ace family, fighting against teen idol and TikTok star Bryce Hall. Plus, can't miss performances and appearances from DJ Khaled, Lil Baby, Migos, and more. It's all going down Saturday, June 12th, and you don't want to miss it. Pay-per-view packages are on sale now and are just $49.99. Buy now at socialgloves.livexlive.com. That's socialgloves.livexlive.com. TikTok versus YouTube. Which side are you on? Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. I really don't have a question, but I wanted to say that my husband and I recently started watching your show, and we see ourselves in you guys, and we absolutely love you guys and your family. We've actually been binge watching your show so we can get caught up, and I just started listening to your podcast. I'm on episode 117. And I love the fact how you guys stand for your beliefs. I totally agree. Our country is way out in left field. It's getting ridiculous and it's getting crazy. And I will have to say, watching you guys, listening to you guys has made me and my husband very joyous. You guys put us in a better mood. I wanted to say you guys are doing an awesome job. I hope you continue the show, and I hope you continue your podcast, because I absolutely love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words. I don't think you left your name, but that you and your husband are newly listeners and fans of Chrisley Knows Best. We greatly appreciate that, because, you know, our show has been airing a long time, and we've been filming a long time, and to hear people that have even just found our show. We are grateful for that, because, you know, not a lot of shows get new viewers this long into a series. So we greatly appreciate that. And the fact that you guys see yourself and us, that's a little scary, because listen, we are sometimes a hot mess. I mean, we're a hot mess more than we're not. So again, thank you so much for watching Chrisley Knows Best, for binging us, and for listening to the podcast. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. So with that being said, I think we're going to wrap up this episode of Chrisley Confessions. Again, we thank you guys for listening. We thank you for watching the show. We thank you for watching Growing Up Chrisley. We've got new episodes of both coming soon. And as soon as we have those release dates, we will, of course, pass those along to you. So with that being said, good luck, God bless, and we will be here next week.
Thank you so much for your callers, for the calls today, and for the callers that call in each week. You know, we thank each and every one of you for placing us where we are today. We thank our Lord and Savior for placing us where we are. And, you know, Julie, you've been with me, fortunately, for 25 years. And I know you appreciate that.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I look forward to doing another 100 episodes with you and with our family and with our future grandchildren. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in each week to watch Chrisley Knows Best or Growing Up Chrisley and, you know, Chrisley Confessions. So good luck and God bless.
This episode of Chrisley Confessions was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device, because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.